My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Na, N-A-S-I-H-A-R-A-T-H, Siharath, Na Siharath. This dictation was completed on November 22nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and the aging process. Period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 19 from 21, creatinine of 1.76 from 1.76, and a GFR of 40 from 41. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. There is also evidence of mild non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 258 milligrams. Period. The patient denies any other complaints and is euvolemic. Period. Number two, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.8. We spent a great amount of time explaining the effects of elevated uric acid on the kidneys and the overall body, and recommended that he follows a low purine diet. We provided him with education on the recommended dietary changes, and we'll monitor for now. Period. We'll discuss with the patient that if the uric acid remains elevated, we may consider starting allopurinol, allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily, to prevent complications from elevation of uric acid, such as kidney stones, gouty, arthritis, cardiovascular events, and so on. And, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable. Uric acid is, A1C is 6.2%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 129 over 58. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake in the diet. Next line, osteoarthritis. Period, we recommend PRN Tylenol and avoidance of NSAIDs. Period. Next line, myelodysplastic syndrome, MYELODYSPLASTIC syndrome / anemia. He has a stable HNH of 10.3 and 31%, and follows up at the Florida Cancer Center for treatment. Next line, benign adrenal nodule, which is inactive at this point. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and